The Vernon School gym is pretty impressive for an elementary school. Seth Dio, the town's recreation director, says it's used a lot.
It's an NCAA regulation basketball court. We're fortunate in that it has a great dividing wall. It can divide in half, and we can actually host two programs at the same time.
On this Thursday evening, there's pickup basketball on one side of the gym and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class on the other. The town also offers line dancing, a fitness class, aerobics, volleyball, and in the summer, an outdoor recreation area and swimming pool. Much of Vernon's wealth is tied to the nuclear power plant across the street. Its towers and flashing lights are part of the landscape here, and the reason why this town of 2,100 people has more amenities than most Vermont municipalities. Now that the plant is shutting down, Dio says some things will have to change. The town has discussed selling swimming pool memberships to out-of-town residents.
We've been able to offer free programs in the past. It's not something that we really can continue to do.
Patty O'Donnell chairs the Vernon Select Board. The board has studied the budgets of other small southern Vermont towns that haven't had a taxpayer like Vermont Yankee.
We have a police department no one else has. Guilford, Dummerston, Putney, most of them don't have a rec department. We have more employees, and our employees are very highly paid. So we need to look at how we can bring our spending in so that it's something that Vernon people can afford to pay into the future.
Last fall, state legislators traveled from Montpelier to hear the town's concerns. People spoke of a possible exodus from town, declining home values, and the prospect of much lower wages for those who stay. Norma Manning is a substitute teacher with two children in college and one in high school. Her husband is a control room supervisor at the plant.
I have 10 years left to pay on my house. My husband is 6 years from retirement. Our student loans are based on an income that we will not be able to continue paying on those loans because that type of employment is not available here. How do we stay? That's what I'm looking for, a way to stay here with our family.
Vernon Lister, Carol Hammond, says that some of those fears have settled down. Housing prices have held steady, and she hasn't seen a major exodus. But the plant hasn't closed yet. Hammond has talked with colleagues in Wiscasset, Maine, and Roe, Massachusetts, where nuclear power plants were closed in the 1990s.
They said, yes, people did leave, but not in droves, you know, not enough to really drive down the cost of houses.
Misty Parker, the Wiscasset town planner, has a different story. She says taxes have more than doubled, and the town has trouble maintaining the elaborate infrastructure it built during better times.
The town has not recovered. When Maine Yankee was in operation, we had the best schools, we had low taxes, and once that was gone, we do not have one of the best schools in the state anymore, and we have a decreasing student population.
Back in the Vernon gym, Laura Haskins, a teacher, is watching a rec league basketball practice. Haskins thinks people are worried.
It's definitely a scary situation, but I think we try to have faith, knowing what's down the road and big changes are going to have to happen if we're going to make it.
Haskins says her family loves the Vernon School, the community, and the Vernon Rec Department, and they're not planning to leave anytime soon. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.